Okay, today's daf is Nazir daf Nun Gimel, and we are Nun Beis Amud Beis. We're in the sugyas, deep into the sugyas of Tuma Vatara. What is a Nazir metame? When does he become tame and has to restart his Nazirus and do a Teklachas Tuma? And when does he not? So all of these dafim, if you remember, going back to the Mishnah on daf Mem Tes Amud Beis, which is the first Mishnah of this topic, when does a Nazir have to be Megaleach? And we will have, at Hashem, on tomorrow's daf, on daf Nun Dalet, the opposite mitzvah, Mishnah. What is a Nazir not Megaleach on? That, at Hashem, we will get to tomorrow. Okay, but now we are up to Nun Beis Mabeis. We'll start about seven lines from the bottom. Bo'i Rami Barchama. Just one ha'ara on the end of yesterday's Gemara. Yesterday, if you remember, there were a couple of discussions and tries to prove when the Mishnah says Shidra and Gogolos or Tame, is it both or is it either or? And the Gemara tried, and the Gemara did not have a maskana. The Gemara tried to prove it from three different brises, from the one that has a minion and the others, and then we ended up not proving it. So the question is, what do we paskin? So the Rambam, in Ilchos Tumas Meis, Perek Beis Halacha Ches, doesn't say explicitly, but implicitly is clear, because he just lists off the items that a person is metamein. Atzvos hameis, she'ein aleihem basar. Im nechras ben suras atzvos ha'adam, harin metamein b'mago b'maso, ba'oel kamei shalem, bones of a mace, if it still looks like suras atzmos adam, so then they are metamein, in all three ways. Metamein b'maso ba'oel. Shani korei bohem etzem adam. Eilu hein atzvos shein metamein kameis. And these the following bones are the bones that are metamein. Shidra, Vigul Goles, Verov Binyano, Verov Binyano. That's all he said. And then he describes what a Shidra is and what a Gogolas is. The Chulu. So it sounds like he lists off any one of them. Doesn't sound like you need both. Sounds like any one of them. And that's what the Kesef Mishnah asks here. He doesn't scream what he paskins Lamaskan. He just lists off the parts of the body that are Matame. Says the Kesef Mishnah, Vishla Tamu al Rabbeinu, Shekasef Hadin Bipshitus. Sounds like, yeah, any one of them. The Gemara has a suffix here. Baya de lo ifshita. The Gemara is unanswered. So what should you say? You should say lechumra. You're going to tell me if somebody's betami with Josh Shidra or a Gogolas, and they're tummy mace, they're going to have to do, and then they go into the base of Migdash. Right? We're going to punish them, karbat, whatever it is. Why is it so obvious? So the Kesef Mishnah quotes the Mari Korkis, who says here, Diafal Pikein, Kiva da Ashkechan Shamai. The Amar Behed Ya O Shidra O Gogoles. In the Brisa we quoted yesterday, what did Shammai say? Right before, we're going to get back to it from today. Shammai said Shidra or Gogoles. Ella did Dachi, but the Gemara said after that, Dilma Shaini Shammai de Machmir. And the Gemara just had a Dachiyah, but there was no other explicit Shita that argued. The Gemara quoted Shammai, said, maybe not true. So because of that, lo shavkinan my da'ashkechan behedya, kiva de lo ashkechan plukta, lechidushe plukta. You don't have anybody specifically, explicitly, that goes against that shita. So that's how the Rambam understands. The gam ki kol chalukos ha-mishna o oktani, o mistama haninami dechvasayu. Mistama, it's one or the other. That is the Kesef Mishnah. He says, I'm not sure what his source is, but maybe our Gemara, for the fact that there was no Shita explicitly other than Shammai. If you look in the Sharam Mitzvah Balacha here, he quotes maybe another option. He quotes from the Sidre Tara, who quoted from earlier Achronim, maybe the Rambam is based on Yerushalmi. It's a whole Sefer I once saw, which discusses whenever the Rambam, you don't know what the source of the Rambam is, it's in Yerushalmi. Because if the Yerushalmi is not going against the Bavli, so you can pass it like the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi in Psachim and in Sota, which describes, the Mishnah in Sota says this also, Chizkiyo HaMelech, all the things that he did that the Chacham were happy about and not. So one of them was, he was Ma'aber the Shana. That's the Sugya in Sanhedrin. He was Ma'aber the Shana Mebnei HaTuma. What was the Tuma that all of Klal Yisrael were Tame and had to be Ma'aber the Shana so that you could have an extra month, extra Adar, so they could have a month to become Torah before Pesach? Because they found a skull under the Mizbeach, describes the Yerushalmi. It's got the skull. Tachas Masu Tachas Mizbeach Gulgalto Shel Arvana Hayavusi. The skull of the one who sold the plot of land to David HaMelech, they found that under the Mizbeach, so therefore everybody was Batami Ba'ohel, and Lamaisa, you see from there, just Golgolas. Just the skull was Batami. Right? So maybe that's the source of the Yerushalmi. Fine, that's the Yerushalmi. The Chassam Sofer is bothered in Shuvin, Yaradansim, and Shin Mem.
How is there a skull under the Mizbeach?
How did that end up being? Okay, that's a riot for the Rambam. Fine. The Chasam Sofer is not interested in that. But how is there tumah? V'chimimei Shlomo HaMelech Alav HaShalom Shenivne Beis HaMikdash Alpi Neviim. From the days of Shlomo HaMelech, Sefer Malachim, where the Beis HaMikdash was built with the help of Neviim. V'hakol Biksav Miyad Hashem Hiskil. Based on the Pasuk, exactly how Hashem told. Hikrivu B'tumah Atshebach Hiskil HaMelech U'masal Gogolas. That's so hard to imagine that all the karbanos were being brought B'tumah until they found it. Or in other kashas. So explains the Chasam Sofer, maybe Kivrei Mishpachas Aravno Hayasamach Lagorit Shekana David HaMelech. It wasn't really under the Mizbeach. It was in a Goren. It was close. It was close to the spot where the Mizbeach was. But when there was when they built the Beis HaMikdash, they were nizhar not to have any like type of tunnels, type of underground areas which went through all the way where the Tumah would have been encapsulated and spread throughout that area. Ukshibanu Beis HaMikdash, says the Chasam Sofer, Hayu Nisharim Listom Kalapirtzos, Shebe Mechila Tachas HaKarka. They made sure all the Mechilos were Satum, Ba'ofan Shlo Tikanis Galgal Tuma Me'ilu Akfaris L'Tachas HaBira U'L'Tachas HaMizbeach Derech Nekav HaShisin. So it wouldn't go through. Tuma wouldn't be brought under the Beis HaMikdash. U'Ba'orech HaYam Mibimei Malchi HaRishayim. But through the days even of the Malchi Yehuda, who were not great tzaddikim, the Kol Shekein Bimei Achaz HaRasha, right, during the days of the Rishayim, Nifritzu HaNakavim HaElu, they didn't care about temple upkeep, they didn't care about what happened with these underground compartments, and it came out, Ba'ofan Shen is Galgal HaTumah Mikaver HaRavna LeMikdash LeMizbeach. Right, and therefore the Tumah was in a different place, but it was carried through, because they weren't careful about keeping Tumah out. So that is why I suggest Chasam Sofer how it happened. Right, and then he quotes other dayas, but that is the story in the Yerushalmi and how it came to be that there was a skull under the Mizbeach, not literally a skull, but suggested the Chasam Sofer, it was brought through to the Mizbeach. Okay, weiter. Boy Rami Bar Chama. So now we are Nun Beis, Amin Beis, right before seven or eight lines from the bottom. Rami Bar Chama asked the following question. So we have just discussed in the Mishnah that there is a special, unique status to the skull and the spine, right? The Golgoles and the Shidra. So now the Gemara says, Rova Atzamos bin Shidra v'Golgoles Mai. Remember in the Mishnah, we already said that there's a difference between Stam Tumas Ohel and what an Azir's Magaleach Alav. We said, by Stam Tumas Ohel, even Rova Kav, even a quarter of a Kav of bone is Mitame Tumas Mace, but a Nazir is only Magaleach on a half a Kav, right? More than that. That's what putting together the Mishnah in Mesechas Alos and the Mishnah in Mesechas Nazir. So Rabbi Rachama's question is, does that rule also apply to bone of the Shidra and the Golgoles? You also need a half a kav up to that amount, no different than the rest of the body. Or do we say, just like they are unique in terms of parts of the body, that their significance stands alone in terms of if they're there, so even a rova hakav of the Shidra and the Golgoles would cause problems for a nazir, even without chatzikav. That's the kasha of the Rami Bar Chama. There are various ways to read the next piece of Gemara, but that's what we're gonna go with. So, by Rami Bar Chama, rova atzamos shel mitshidra v'golgoles mai. What's the halacha? Kiktani chatzikav atzamos. When the Mishnah said that you need half of a kav of atzamos to be soser the nazirus of a nazir, and that he has to do a tiklachas tuma and go through the whole process of getting a haircut and starting again. Hecha di'ika mishare varav. That's only from other parts of the body. That's where you need chatzikav. Avo min shidra v'gogoles dechamiri, but by shidra and gogoles, which are more stringent, afilu rova atzamos, even rova, even a quarter of a kav. Is that true? Odil moloshna, or do we say no? There is no explicit source otherwise, so therefore, you're right. Shidra and gogoles are unique, but not in this regard. Right? You need a half a kav from them too. So Amar Rava. So Rava says, well, what does the Mishnah say? The Mishnah said, remember, the Mishnah that we keep going back to, Mem Tassim Abes. The Mishnah lists off, as the Rambam did, if you remember, the Mishnah lists off, Tashma Hashidra V'Hagogoles. The Mishnah says, what causes Tumah that a Nazir is Magaleach Alav? Shidra and Gogolas. Says the Gemara, V'isak adaitach rova atzamos, da asim in Shidra v'gogolas, chamir, and if you want to say it's even a quarter of a kav, wouldn't that have been a bigger chiddush? And therefore the Mishnah should have said that? Not just Shidra and Gogolas, say, a quarter of a kav. Listen, ya rova atzamos abamana Shidra, chulu, right? Even a quarter of a kav, right? Why is it just Shidra and Gogolas listed in the Mishnah? If you look in the Griz, Al Harambam, the way he formulates this abaya, if you look in Hilchas, I didn't count up the pages, but it's definitely up there. He has more pages in Hilchas Naziris than many other set of halachos in his Griz Al Harambam. You know, many svarim might have the most on Hilchas Shabbos or on Hilchas Nizikin, Nizke Mammon, but he has almost, I think, the most on Naziris. But anyway, so just like in the Brach Al Harambam, he has, I think, the most on Tumas Meis. Each have their different areas of emphasis. So the Griz says on page 44 in the Griz Al Harambam, Hanira Lomar Bazeh, Tini Be'emes, Iker Ha'ibaya, Drami Barchama, Tzricha Bir. What exactly is the question of the Gemara? De Me'achar de Hilchasa Gemirila, De Shi'ura de Toma Shalat Samos, Le'inyin Teglachas Nazir Hu Bachatzi Kavalo Berova. What have we been saying the past five daf? We've been saying everything here is Halacha Moshe Mi'Sinai. All the shi'urim that we are discussing is Halacha Moshe Mi'Sinai. So why would we think otherwise? The Halacha Moshe Mi'Sinai, says the Griz, is Rova HaKav is not good enough. That's only good for Tumas Beis. You need Chatzi Kav. So that's what the Halacha Moshe Mi'Sinai tells me. So, Im Kain, Mali Shidra V'Gogolas, Mali Sharat Samos. Right? Why would I think otherwise? The Halacha Moshe Mi'Sinai, tell me what the shi'ur is. Unehi Nami the Shidra V'Gogolas Chamiri. Yes, they are stringent. Inherently, aval al kolpanim sof tumasam chadahi mikoach tuma shel rova atzamos. But isn't the tuma based on the shear? It's a shear of rova atzamos or the shear of chatzikav, right? So once the halacha Moshe Mi'Sinai is that it has to be a half a kav, so what's the Gemara asking? That's what the halacha Moshe Mi'Sinai tells me. Says the Briska Rav. So now I understand the ibaya because of that problem. It must be vahanir lomar. We must be asking, why is a Shidra and Gogolas mitame? Or why would part of them be mitame? V'hanir alomar, this is the beer of the Gemara. The Ibaya Kachi. Imgam, and you can only learn this Griz one day out of 7.5 years, if you're learning it in the daf. Right here. Imgam barova atzamos. Haboim mi yeshidra v'agogolas. Tumasami tumas rova atzamos. If you would have a quarter of a kav of atzamos, of the Shidra and the atzamos, a Shidra and the Gogolas, would that be metame midin rova atzamos? If that's true, then you're right. It's not enough. Because the shear of the Halacha Moshe Mi'Sinai is chatzikav. So if it would be a din of shiurim, a certain amount of bone, and even regarding the skull and the spine, a small amount would be metame mishum, amount of bone. So then, you're right. Memela de nigmura b'halacha de lanazi mina dafka chatzikav. Or, what's the other side? Maybe the chati kav is when you're talking about other parts of the body where it's a din of shiurim. But the rova hakav of Shidra and Gogolas, maybe that itself could be metame mishum Shidra and Gogolas. Not mishum amount of bone. Maybe it's the symbolic, even a quarter of a kav of bone of the Shidra can encapsulate halachically the Shidra or the Gogolas. And then maybe it would be even a quarter of a kav. Right, similar to what we had in the past, we're going to have this again on Omid Beis, the Machlokas Tanam about Rabbi Kiva and the Rabbanan, which we've had a few times already. Blood, a revius of dam of two mason, is that metame? Is that metame mishamol? Machlokas, Rabbi Kiva says yes, Rabbanan say no, it's based on psukim. But what was the lundis? We explained that because is a revius of dam metame mishum the sheer of a revius of dam, or is it metame mishum this symbolizes a mace? See, if it symbolizes a mace, maybe it needs to come from one body. If it's just a din of shiurim, it could be two. So it's a similar idea here. The Briska Rav says that's the kash of our Gemara. If it's a din of shiurim, it's the memela, it's chatzikav. But if it's a din that maybe even rova hakav of the Shidra and the Gogolas could symbolize the Shidra and Gogolas, so then maybe even the Shidra and Gogolas, it could be metame in that regard. Avo barova abame, Shidra and Gogolas, isbehu tuma Shidra and Gogolas. And that's the shaila, and therefore you wouldn't apply the limitation of the halacha Moshe Mi'Sinai, because you're talking about a din of shiurin. It's a din of of Shidra and Gogolas. Okay, so that's the Ibaya, that's the Pshat of the Ibaya that the Briska Rav says. So, let's answer it, says the Gemara. Now on the top, Vaharava, how could Rabbi Bar Chama ask this question? And then Rava tried to answer it? Rava gave the answer and said, tried to prove from the Mishnah that it's not true, because Rava said the Mishnah should have said that. But Rava himself had the following comment. V'haravahu da'amar, which we quoted this also a couple of days ago, V'haravahu da'amar lo nitzercha elo l'shaduv gogoles, she'ein ben Rava atzamos. Rava had a statement regarding a different, the Rishonim aren't sure where this statement was said, but Rava made a statement that it is possible to have shidra v'gogoles that are less than Rava atzamos. Maybe a very small skull, but it's possible, Rava said, to have Shidra and Gogolas less than Rova Atzamos. So says the Gemara, maybe that's why the Mishnah says just Shidra and Gogolas, it doesn't say Rova, because it's possible to have a Shidra and Atzamos even less than a Rova. So that's why, don't bring me a raya that, oh, the Mishnah only says Shidra and Gogolas, that proves that Rova is not Metame, because it would have said that. No, maybe it says it because it's possible to have a state of Shidra v'Gogolas that's even less than Rova. So there's no riot, and this is Rava talking. So how could Rava try to bring a proof from our Mishnah on the bottom of the previous Amud? Didn't he himself say that you could have a case where it's less than Rova? Answers the Gemara, you're right. Basar d'shami mei Rabbi Akiva. Right? Very, the Rishonim wonder what this line means. Tosis changes the Girsa. But we're going to go with the Pshat of the Rosh. The Rosh says, it means Rabbi Akiva, he had a discussion. Right, he heard in the name of Rabbi Akiva, Rava didn't overlap with Rabbi Akiva, but Rava heard in the name of Rabbi Akiva that this is possible to have a Shidra Gogolas less than Rova Atzamos. So you're right, before he heard that Shmua, that's when he tried to bring our Mishnah as a Raya. But after he heard that, you're right, he wouldn't have brought it. He wouldn't have brought that as a Raya. So, no proof. Tashma, let's try again. So again, what's our question? Our question is whether the Halakha L'Moshe Misinai of needing a half a Kav of Atzamos in order to make a Nazir be Megaleach and start again, that is even by Shidra and Gogolas, or when it comes to those special parts of the body, do we say even Rova HaKav would be enough? Just like it's enough to be Metame Mishum Ohel, maybe it would also be enough to be make a Nazir be Megaleach. That's the Shaila. We tried to prove it from our Mishnah. Didn't work. So Tashma, let's try to prove it from the Braisa we quoted yesterday. What did the Braisa say? Tashma, Shamai Omer. Remember, this was the Shita that the Kesef Mishnah said was the basis for the Rambam, right? This Shita. Shammai Omer, Etzem Echad Min Shidra O Min Gogolas. Shammai said in the Mishnah, in the Braisa yesterday, that even one bone is Metame Meis. Even one bone from the Shidra and the Gogolas is Metame Meis. Proof. What's the proof? Explains the Rosh. The proof is that if Shammai says even one bone, so what's the Rabbanan Shita that's not explicit in the Braisa? The Rabbanan Mistama is one notch up. The Rabbanan Shammai said even one bone from the Shidra and the Gogolas. And what must the Rabbanan say? No, not one bone from the Shidra and the Gogolas is Vatame with all the Shidra and the Gogolas. All the Shidra and the Gogolas. And since they're Metame by themselves, the Rabbanan would give one, right, one, be Mako one step up. That's the assumption that we don't want to say that it's a huge machlokes from one side to the other. If Shammai says even one bone from Shidra or Gogolas, the Rabbanan must hold even one, either Shidra or Gogolas, is Metame. And if it's so chamor that it's Metame by itself, either Shidra or Gogolas, so maybe it's also Metame, just Rova Hakav of the Shidra and the Gogolas. So again, it's basically two or three steps that are listed in this question. Again, what's the Kasha? The Raya. The Raya is, if Shammai says one bone from Shidra and Gogolas, then the Rabbanan probably are just one level up from that, just Shidra and Gogolas. But if it's just Shidra and Gogolas, you see it's so chamur and so special in terms of parts of the Mahdi, maybe even Rova Hakav. That's the try of the proof. We'll talk about that more in a second. Let's just do the answer. The Gemara says no. Shiny Shammai to Machmir Tvei. Maybe the Rabbanan aren't just one step up. Maybe they're arguing very distant from each other. Shammai says even one bone, and the Rabbanan say you need both. Shidra and Gogolas. They're not unique
in regarding parts of the body, and therefore you wouldn't say Rov HaKav is a Matame either. Who says you have to say that the Rabbanan are very close to the Shita of Shammai? Maybe they argue fundamentally. Not only do they not agree one bone, they don't even agree even the whole Shidra. You would need both. So they're not such unique parts of the body. So you shouldn't say that even Rov HaKav is Matame. Says the Gemara, okay, so prove the other way. Prove the other way. Lifsho mina, taima de Shammai de Machmir. So maybe say, you're right, Shammai is different. Shammai is very Machmir. He says that even a bone of the Shidra and the Golas are Matame. Hala Rabbanan, but the Rabbanan would say, no, they're not even near that Shita, and therefore maybe we could prove it the other way. Right? We could prove it that it's just like the rest of the body, and Adika Chati Kavatamos. Maybe we could prove the other way that it's half a Kav needed, just like the rest of the body. And the Gemara answer is no, you can't prove that either. Right? You can't prove one way, but you can't prove the other way either. Dilma, maybe. Ad kanal pligi rabbanan le deshamay ela batzam echad. Maybe the rabbanan only argue on one bone. One bone of the Shidra and the Gogolas are not enough. Aval barova atzam wazavila rabbanan moda. Maybe they would agree. Lemaisa, you can't prove it either way. You have the Shita of Shammai in the Braisa. The Gemara wanted to say, oh, maybe the Rabbanan are very close to that Shita, which would say they agree to the uniqueness of Shidra and Gugolas, and we say there's no raya to that. But you can't prove that they're far away because maybe they are close. So either way, there is no proof. What was the original assumption of the Gemara, though? We'd rather not say that the Machlokas is very wide. We'd rather not say that there's one Shita all the way over here and one Shita all the way over there. Where does that come from? There is a discussion in the Stechemet. Stechemet was the 1800s encyclopedic Talmudic work put together, pre any modern-day computer type of searches. And he writes there in the Chelek Dalad. On page 53, he has Ma'arachos. And he goes through the Aleph Beis. Everything under Aleph Beis, Gimel, Dalad. So in Ma'arachos Mem, he has Machlokes min Hakotze el Hakotze. Whenever you have Machlokos, from one side to the other side, do you ever have that? Do you ever have Machlokos that the two Shitas are very far away? Or do you say Machlokos are usually right next to each other? Chayiv and Pater. Okay, that's pretty close. One says you're Chayiv D'Oraisa, one says you're Chayiv D'Rabbanan. Right? Or do you ever have Machlokos min Hakotze min Hakotze? De'echad Machayiv Chatos, ve'echad Matir L'Chadchila. Lo Matzinu. It's very not common. And we'd rather not say it. We'd rather not say that there's such a machlokas. Right, you might say it's based on the idea of Elu ve'elu. He doesn't say this. But Elu ve'elu, and therefore, you don't want to say two totally different shitas. But you want to say it's two different ways of looking at something. And that's what the Gemara Yisip quotes in Shabbos, where the Gemara says, Mi'ikamidi, Tzir Eliezer, Shari Lechadchila, Rabbanan Mechayiv Chatos. What's the svar for that type of line in the Gemara? Vahinu davka kishacholkim heim shnayim. Right? You don't want to say it, but there's one shita that's matir, and one shita that says yuchay v'chatas. And he quotes that. But then he quotes, right, the kishacholkim heim shnayim, echad chichay v'chatas, v'echad yatir l'chadchila, ze lo yitachin. Avalam echad mechay v'chatas, v'echad poter yitachin. Right? It's possible if it's not so far away from each other. So far away from each other. If you have, though, three shitos, he says, then you can have mikatze lakatze. Let's say, for example, in Hilchos Shabbos, sometimes you have one person says chayev chatas, chayev daraisa, one person says pater daraisa v'lasa d'rabana, and one person says mutter. Says the Sechemet, that's okay, because the one who says mutter is not arguing on the one who says chayev. The one who says mutter is arguing on the one who says pater, and the one who says chayev is arguing on the one who says pater. The two extreme shitas don't have to be looked at as arguing on each other. They're each arguing on the middle shita. That's okay. And he quotes that from the Mefarshim. And he quotes another limitation, that the only time you'd limit Machlokas Menakatze Alakatze is where the Yachid, he quotes this from a Rashba, the Adkan lo kashel l'shas hachi elaheicha de Yachid echad mechayev chatas v'yachid echad matel l'chadchila. You're also allowed to have it if the rabim are matir and one person is machmir extremely. You could have a rabim that say that doesn't make any sense. But you would never have the rabim being machmir, daraisa, and a yachid saying, no, it's mutar lechadchila. You would never have that. That's another limitation. Again, you don't have machlokes mekatze lekatze, except if A, you have three people involved, or B, you have a rabbim that are the ones that are being matir lechadchila. And he quotes this from the Sefer Yavo Halevi. Then he quotes a third limitation. You only have this limit. You only have this assumption that you cannot have machlokas menakatze lakatze where they're arguing in logic. If they're arguing in svara, you can't say that one person says mutlach achila and one person says chayev chatas. But if they're arguing on the interpretation of psukim, then it's whatever they interpret the psukim. They have a machlokas about a drushas chazal, so one person could say it's a drusha and say it's asur, and one person a daraisa, and one person say I don't have that drusha. That's what he quotes from the Yavo Halevi. So the Amrina Kain Eloki Pligi Besvara. Eloki Pligi Bekroi Mishkachas La. The Pligi Minakatz Alakatz La. If he Medrashim Mikros, you find many times that you have that. And then he quotes fascinating examples. Gemaras that some of us are familiar with, and, you know, you don't think of it in these terms. The Gemara at the end of Yuma, where there's a Machlokes Tanoim. Do you have to do Vidui on Averos that you did Vidui on last Yom Kippur, and you have not repeated those Averos? Let's say you knew for sure that you didn't repeat those Averis this year. So you have to do Vidui for those Averis. So that's the Machlokas between the Tanakhama and Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, whether you should, or the other person says, you're like a dog that's re-eating what it has regurgitated. The Dilma, Kekelef, Sheshaval Keo. And the other one says, Arayz and Meshubach. How can you say Arayz and Meshubach and Kekelef, Sheshaval Keo? So he says, based on what the Yabo Alevi said, no problem. They're arguing about Psukim. You look there, they're arguing about Psukim. You're arguing about Psukim, about Drashot Chazal, there's no problem. And Akatza Lakatza. Or, remember the Machlokas in the first parak in Sanhedrin? About Pshara. One opinion says, Mitzvah Lipsoa. It's a mitzvah to try to do Pshara. And the other one says, Asur Lipsoa. So it's a great thing or it's a terrible thing. So which is it? So again he says, Machlokas Menakatza Lakatza. He says, based on Psukim, no problem. Two. A third context. He says, the Machlokas in Sota. About teaching girls Torah, without getting into the Lamaisa elements right now, about the Bizman Hazeh. But he quotes, Ben Azai says, Chayev Alamin is Bito Torah. Ben Azai says, you have to. Rebbe Elazar says, no, it's Ke'ilu Limta Tiflus, whatever that means. Something negative. So how can you say it's a mitzvah versus, again, based on Psukim. Based on Psukim, you have this idea. And then he quotes at the end, V'lav Dafka, and this is a classic Stechemet type of putting things together. V'lav Dafka Machlokas Menakatza Lakatza Ela Bechol Inyan She'ein Machlokas Mefurish Be'oso Davar Ein Lanu Lahamtzi Machlokas V'kol Kama De'efsha L'Kariv Hasvaris Avdinan Kol Titztiki De'matzina L'Kariv Adeyas. That's an important line he quotes from the Yad Malachi. In general, we try not to have number one, what have we been talking about? When we have a machlokas, we try not to have that. It's such so wide-ranging. But then he says, where there is no machlokas, we'd rather not have a machlokas. And that's why the Gemara, throughout Shas, says, is this a machlokas tanoim? And we say, no. It's not. They're talking about this, they're talking about that. We'd rather not have a machlokas if we don't have this. We don't create machlokos, and if there is a machlokos already, we try to limit it. That is the whole assumption of our Gemara in the Havamina. The Gemara tried to bring a raya based on the Shammai. Aren't there Rabban and Shita just above Shammai? And the Gemara ended up saying, you can't bring that as a raya. Right? You're right, you try to say that, but there can't be a raya regarding the uniqueness of Shidra and Gogolas in this regard. Okay, let's continue now. We're about halfway down. Amar Rebbe Eliezer. So we tried to bring a proof, no proof. Now we're just going to quote a discussion in the Tanan. Amar Rebbe Eliezer. Zakenim harishonim, the originals, Zakenim, miktsasan hayu omrim chati kavatzamos, v'chati kav lug, chati lugdam lako. Or earlier, there were Tanoim that said that really the shear for both, both Tumas Meis in general, and for the Tuma that a Nazir is Magaleach alav, it was Chatzikav. It was more Mekel than we originally thought. Even for Tumas Meis, right? It was Chatzikav of Atzamos and a half a lug of Dam. That's what we originally thought. Not like that Mishnah in Aholos. Right? The Mishnah in Aholos said it was Rova. Right? But originally, some Zakenim said everything, the whole Shia was Chatzi. Rova, and then Rova, Atzamos, or Avias Dam, Lolako. For nothing. Rova, a quarter, was not important for any halacha. Oh, miksasan haya omrim, and there were others that said just the opposite. Af rova atzamos v'revi is dam lako. Rova is the shear for everything, even for nazir. Bezdin shalach harei amru, but then finally, the Bezdin Shel Acharim said, and so we paskin, there's a distinction between the different areas of halacha. Chatzi kav atzamos v'chatzi logdam lakol, right? That half a kav of atzamos and half a logdam is significant in all areas of halacha. Half a kav. Rova atzamos v'revias dam. And what about rova? So that makes you tamei litruma, as the Mishnah says in Aulis. It makes you tamei litruma. For eating truma, you're considered tamei. V'kachim, and eating kachim. Aval lo lenazir v'osa pesach. But for a nazir to be megaleach alav, this is not enough. It doesn't make him tamei to be so ser. And osa pesach. What does osa pesach mean? Not 100% clear in the Gemara, but the Karen Ora right here says it's a source, the way the Rambam understands it, it's a source for a Rambam, for a halacha that we mentioned a couple of days ago. Remember we mentioned the halacha that usually if somebody is tamei on Erev Pesach, but they know they're going to be tahar by the time nighttime comes around, let's say they're a tful yom, so then you could check the carbon Pesach on their behalf and they could eat it at the Seder that night. That applies by the seventh day of Zav and any other tful yoms, many others. But if you remember, the Rambam said the last day of being tamei mace, even though that night you're going to be tahar, you cannot check the Karban Pesach on their behalf. That's the Rambam Shita. Even tful yom of Tumas Meis. That's what the Rambam paskin, and there was a Reb Chaim about that, that is a different type of Tuma. So it says the Rambam, and it's Beferish, Tamei Meis, Shechal Shvi Shelo Lios Bar Basar, if the Tamei Meis, Hilchas Karban Pesach, Vav Beis, a Tamei Meis, whose seventh day falls out on Erev Pesach, Afa Pisha Tava Vahuza Alav, even though he's gone through the process, Vaharehu Roy Lechol Kashim La'erev, Ein Shochtan Alav El Adoch LePesach Sheni. That's a Chiddush of the Rambam. Shenemar, and he quotes from the Gemara about Pesach Sheni. But then the Rambam says, Bamed Dvarim Amurim, when do we say that somebody who's on the last day of his being Tamei Meis cannot eat the Karban Pesach that night? Bishenitma Bitumas Min HaMeis Shehanazir Megaleach Aleihen. Only if he's Tamei Meis, seriously, from things that make him Tamei Meis, that would also make a Nazir lose his Naziris. Aval im hayatame b'shartum es min hameis she'ein anazim agaleach aleihen. But let's say he's tamei meis, but it's only tamei meis that makes him tamei meis, but not tamei meis that would uproot a nazir's nazirus. She'ein anazim agaleach aleihen shochtan alav b'shvi shalo achar sheyitbol v'yaze alav k'shiarev shimsho ochal pischo. Unbelievable! He's tamei meis either way. What does a nazir have to do with it? No, the different types of Tumei Meis, whether Nazim is Megaleach Alav, show the seriousness of each one. So the Rambam, even though he comes up with his Chiddush Gadol, that if it's your day 7 of Tumas Meis on Erev Pesach, you still gotta wait till Pesach Sheni. Even though you're gonna be tar tonight, you still gotta wait. That only applies to Tumas Meis that a Nazir is Megaleach Alav. But if it's Tumas Meis that a Nazir is not Megaleach Alav, then it's okay, you don't have to wait, you can eat the Karban Pesach that night. Where do you get the Rambam get this from? Says the Karen Ora, this line of the Gemara right here. Avolo l'nazir v'ose pesach. A rova, hakav, is not good enough for nazir or for ose pesach. So you see, pesach goes with nazirus. And therefore, even though I have a chiddush gadol, the Rambam says, I say that by karban pesach, by these other types of tumas, she'en nazir v'galech alav, so then he doesn't have to wait. He could have it that night. Fine, so what do we have in the Gemara here? Three different shitas. The earlier Zakenim who says the shear for everything is Chatzikav. The earlier Zakenim who says everything is Rova. And then you have the split. Says the Gemara, Michdi, Ein Hachras Shlishis Machras. What is that question? Tosfos explains, usually, if you have a Machlokes about earlier Shitas, then a later Shita could take a little bit of one Shita of the earlier and a little bit of the other earlier Shita. But here, isn't this like a totally different Shita? The two earlier Shitas weren't Machalik at all between areas of Halacha. And all of a sudden, the third Shita is Machalik. How could they do that? How could the earlier Shita go against both opinions? It's not like either of the opinions. Right? There's no Makar. Tosfos says, there's no Makar for this type of Chilak. The end of Tosfos, Bezdin. Right? He says, Ki Bezdin, he says, Shadash Shlishis, Tam Bifnei Atzmahu, Ki Arishonim Lo Gilu Daitam, Shei Roi Lachalik, Bein Nazir V'Osa Pesach L'Tshuma V'Kachim. Where does the later Bezin get this distinction from, get the allowance to make such a distinction? Right? It's all, the earlier Shitas held that all of Torah has one halacha. All applications of Torah, right? Like the Gemara said, like the Tosefta says in Sanhedrin, like we've quoted in other contexts. Kala Torah kula inyan echad. All of Torah is compared to each other. Why do you have to have a lulav straight up and not upside down? Ase shitim omdim, because the walls of the Mishkan were standing straight up. Ma inyan, the walls of the Mishkan to the lulav. The answer is that's the line of the Tosefta in Sanhedrin. Kala Torah kula inyan echad. Right? What's the context of that line? In the Tosefta, says, he's talking about somebody who comes to ask a Rebbe a Shaila. Let's say somebody comes on Pesach and asks a Shaila about Hilchas Sukkah. Shoel Shalo Ke'inyin. So the Tanakhama says there in the Tosefta, Tzarech Sheyomar Shalo Ke'inyin Sha'alti. Div Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Meir says you have to apologize for not asking something that the Rebbe is responsible for right now. You're asking him a deep halacha about Hilchas Sukkah. You don't have to apologize. Maybe it shouldn't be the first question you should ask, but you don't have to apologize. Ain't sarach. Shekala Torah inyan echad. Because really all of Torah is all connected. That's the language that's taken out of context of that Tosefta and applied elsewhere. So that's the Gemara's question here. Right, the two earlier opinions hold like all of Torah is one inyan. So, and then the later sheet that came along was Bachalik. So, answer, Amr of Yaakov Bar Idi, Mipi Ashmu Amru, they also had a Mesorah. Mipi Chagai Zachariah Malachi. They had a Mesorah going way back to the Nevi'im. That there could be a distinction in Halacha between this regard. 2 points. Number one, there is a well-known comment of the Rambam, which has come up, not recently, and that is the Rambam says the five categories of Torah Sheba'al Peh. He writes this and then in his Akdama to Pirush Mishnayis. The first two categories are Dvarim HaMukubalim Mipi Moshe Rabbeinu versus Halacha LaMoshe MiSinai. Dvarim HaMukubalim Mipi Moshe Rabbeinu, they're both from Moshe Rabbeinu, but Dvarim HaMukubalim Mipi Moshe Rabbeinu, that category, the Gemara never calls Halacha LaMoshe MiSinai, like a Priyes Hadar being an Esrog. The Gemara never says that's Halacha LaMoshe MiSinai. Ayin Tachas Ayin. Doesn't say that's Halacha Moshe MiSinai. So that's Pirushim that go back to Moshe Rabbeinu. What's the difference between these two categories? The Rambam says that would you have ever figured this out if I would have given you 100 years? He says category 1, Pirushim HaMukubalim, that you could have figured out after 100 years. Halacha Moshe MiSinai you would never have figured out. It's not based on logic at all. It's not based on any hint in the Torah. But both of them, says the Rambam, there's never a machlokas about these. So the kasha that all the achronim ask, the Chavos Yar has a long tshuva about this. They quote, there are many different examples of machlokos about Halacha Moshe MiSinai. So each one, you got to figure out what the Rambam means. Sometimes the Gemara says Gemiri. So the Nitziv says, whenever it says Gemiri, even though Rashi and Tosfos always say that means Halacha Moshe MiSinai, the Rambam doesn't say that. Gemiri is something else. Okay. But there are many that are. Like right here is one of the examples. It's machlokes, right, about this halacha Moshe MiSinai. Chatzi lug, rova halug. So it's difficult. That line of the Rambam is difficult because there seem to be many machlokos about halacha Moshe MiSinai. Number one. Number two, the other point to make, and that is, so there's a Mesorah going back to Chayekez Chay Malachi. It goes all the way back, but it can't be, the Maritz Chayes points out, it can't be that they gave us this halacha through Nevuah. Because Nevuah doesn't teach us halacha. Maybe out of being a chacham. So then we could say that they're a great chachamim and they can give us halacha. He says this comment right at the beginning of Shas, in Brachas Dav Gimel, when Rabbi Yossi walked into the Churva and he met Eliyahu HaNavi and he told him all these halachas. He didn't give these halachas based on the fact that he was Eliyahu HaNavi. He gave him those halachas based on the fact that he was a chacham gadol. Because, as we know from the Gemara, it says in Bamitziah, lo b'shamayim hi. Right, lo b'shamayim hi, we can't learn halacha based on a baskol. We can't learn halacha based on miracles, trees, and water, and the kosle based hamedrish, right? The Gemara of lo b'shamayim hi and Tanur Shalachnoi. So you can't learn halacha based on that. So when it says here that there's a Mesorah going back to the Nevi'im, it can't mean that the Nevi'im gave us it b'toras Nevuah. They gave it to us b'toras the Gdoli Ador that they were. Okay, big topic, but we'll leave it for now, and if there's a time at the end, we'll make a comment. Okay, two dots. Back to the next line of the Mishnah. Al Eilu Hanazir Megaleach. On all these things, the Mishnah ended off. On all these items on the list, the Nazir is Megaleach. Al Eilu Dereish Lamute, but it says Al Eilu twice at the beginning of the end of the Mishnah. So what do we need that general line for? Just list it. Al Elo obviously is excluding something. These you're Megaleach for. Al Elo Duration Lamute to exclude Etzem Kisaora is to exclude a bone the size of a barley seed. Why? Da Almagao Va'almasao in Vial Ahelo Lo. Right, if a Nazir touches or carries a bone the size of a barley seed, that ruins his Naziris. But Tumas Ohel, right, does not ruin his Naziris. Even though Etzem Kisor is Metame, but it's not the same as other parts of the body, and therefore it does not cause problems for a Nazir. The Alelu de Seifa, what about the Alelu of the end of the Mishnah? So what is that excluding? Lemute Even Hasachochis. What does that mean? Various different pshatim given. One pshat is that this is connected to the Mishnah we're going to have later on. That the Mishnah talks about overhanging stones. You have an evan that from the word tzchach, right? That's overhanging. What is the on Tamara's Mishnah? You see on Daf Nun Dalam Aleph, Aval Hasachachos, the first word in that Mishnah, right? So maybe that's what this is referring to as well. It's excluding that. That also was Nazir, is not Migaleach Aleph. Okay. Next line of the Mishnah, the Chatzi Kavatzamos. So if you remember, if you look back, what was this referring to? So the Mishnah said, on a half a Kavatzamos, that also is included, on a half a Kavatzamos that Nazir is Megaleach on. Al Chatzi Kavatzamos, says the Gemara, Chatzi Kavatzamos in. So Chatzi Kavatzamos, yes, a Nazir becomes Tameh through Maga Masa Ohel. That's the line of the Mishnah. Rova Atzamos lo, but Rova Atzamos not. Is not mitame a Nazir ba'ohel to make him Megaleach. Only Magen Masa, but not Ohel. Right, that's what the Mishnah says. Chatzi Kav is mitame even Ohel, and Rova Atzamos is not. Right, only Magen Masa. So, hey Chidami, what are we talking about that the Rova Atzamos is mitame Magen Masa, but not Ohel? Ilema de Isbahon Atzamos Kitsaora. Is there still one bone that's still the size of a barley seed in that group? So, typically, Mishnah Metzem Kitsaora. It says Etzem Kitsaora later in the Mishnah. So, what do you have to have this? What do you have to repeat Chatzikav, which is then, we're Medaik Rova Atzamos Lo? If it has a one bone that's still the size of a barley seed, so that's already Mitami Magen Masa. So you don't need this diuk. So Ella de Akmich Akmuche. So it must be a case where there isn't the size of a barley seed. It's just basically pulverized and made into flat, into like powder. And the chiddush is that it's still Mitami Magen Masa, even though there is no bone the size of a barley seed. Still, it lost its shame etzem. It's not a bone anymore, but it's still Mitami Mishum, let's say, guf. Goof, and therefore it would still be metame based on its amount. We find by other areas of halacha, when something is pulverized and ground up, the status changes. Right? Even what we discussed a couple of days ago, kitusi mechta shiure. It's as if it's pulverized. There's an even bigger chiddush. Not only after, it's as if it's pulverized, and therefore you don't have the shiur of an esrog. If it's an esrog of an ir nidachas, for example. You find it, or even in Hilchos Shabbos, we have the principle of ein tochein achar tochein. So why is that? It could be because once it's ground up well, once, so then doing it again, well, you're going to put it back together and then do it again, there's no malacha there, right? Once it's pulverized once if it's ground up once, so then it's not going to be a subject to the malacha being ground up again. There are other svaras for Ein Tochen Achar Tochen. The Chazon Ish writes in one place in Hilchos Shabbos, Ein Tochen Achar Tochen, the svara is, you're only chayiv for grinding up a chibur that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made. Not a chibur that was man-made. So that's ein tochen achar tochen, right? You're chayef for grinding up any natural chibur. Something that was man-made, meaning it was already ground up, and then you put it back together, so then there's no chayef. But that's his formulation of ein tochen achar tochen. You're only chayef for a chibur tiv'i bidei Hashem, and not bidei Adam. But again, that relates to the fact that once something is ground up, it loses its status. Good. Says the Gemara. Al eiver men ameis, v'al eiver men achay, she'ishalim k'mabasar karoi. The Mishnah also listed off. A Nazir is metame for a limb of either a dead person or a live person that has appropriate basar on it. Karoi. What ain't alayin basar karoi mai? So what's the halacha if it does not have basar karoi on it? What's the halacha? Tosva says, the question is, regarding magen masa at least, if a Nazir touches or carries an aver that does not have basar karoi, and what does karoi mean? That it would be able to be regenerated and live if it was still attached. So what's the halacha? Machlokas. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Ein Hanazim Megaleach Aleihen. Rish Lakish Amar, Nazim Megaleach Aleihen. Why? Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Ein Hanazim Megaleach Aleihen. Hanazim Adam Megaleach. The Haktani Bereisha. What does it say in the Mishnah? Al Ever Min Ameis, Val Ever Min Achai, Sheyesh Aleihen, because I has Basar. That's what it says. Right, in aval eno am lo. So that's the diyuk. Rabbi Yochanan says it says in the Mishnah only an eva that has kazayis basar on it. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish Amar, no migaleach. No, don't make that diyuk. You are migaleach midalok tani b'seifa, because on tomorrow's daf, when it lists off all the things that a nazir is not migaleach for, it does not list off an eva without the proper amount of flesh. Rabbi Yochanan Amar lachar. Rabbi Yochanan would say it doesn't have to say that there. Kalecha de mashma miklala lok tani b'seifa. If you already know it from the diuk in our Mishnah, you don't need to say it explicitly in the next Mishnah. So Gemara says, really? Anything you know from the diuk, you don't have to repeat? V'achatzi kav atzamos. But the our Mishnah says, half a kav atzamos causes problems. Demash v'achatzi kav atzamos in rov atzamos lo. Viktani b'seifa, rov atzamos. But it still says that in the next Mishnah, rov atzamos is not a problem. So Gemara says, no. There, hasam ilav rov atzamos, if he wouldn't have repeated it, Hava mina afilo amagov amasaola. I would have thought it's totally not a problem for a nazir in any way. Lachi yisrach lemisti rovat samos. That's why he has to say it to emphasize the al ahawan who deina nazir megaleach. Only to masaola is excluded from, but not magen masa. So says the Gemara, what do you mean by chati log dam? So what about the other half a log of dam? Dishamas mina chati log dam in revias dam lo. We also would have made the diak only chati and not rova. Viktani b'seifa, and yet it says in the next Mishnah revias dam. Also, we would have been mashma that without saying it explicitly. The Gemara says there too. It's there to teach us something. Hasam lafuki mid Rabbi Akiva. There it's going against Rabbi Akiva. Shita, we just mentioned earlier today. Dam Rabbi Akiva. Revi is dam up. Mishnei mesim etami boel. In Revi is dam from two mesim. But it's excluding that. But really, Rabbi Yochanan defends himself. But for no need, the Mishnah wouldn't repeat it. And that's why the fact that it did repeat it, and the fact that it did not repeat it is not something that is significant. And Rabbi Yochanan says that another is not megaleach if it doesn't have enough basar. While Rish Lakish argues. Okay, we'll have to stop here by high, and we'll pick up with a couple more dafin. One more dafin related to the sugyas of Tumah V'Tahara, two and a half more blot, before we get to the new topic relating to the end of the parak. Okay, we will stop here. Parsha Shir is tonight, Bez Hashem, 8:45.